This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us today. This month, We Energies announced it's considering converting a Milwaukee power plant from coal power to natural gas. The plant has been generating power from its Menominee Valley location for more than 40 years. Environmental and community groups have doggedly delivered the message that the plant pollutes the city's air and affects the health of its citizens. So this month's announcement, although it's not a done deal, was greeted with cheers by the environmental community. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz sat down in a cafe not far from the power plant with two members of the Cleaner Valley Coalition. One is Cheryl Nen with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper, the other Virginia Zerpa with the Milwaukee Latino Health Coalition. Zerpa says the alliance formed around what was clearly an environmental justice issue.
The communities surrounding the We Energies plants is the most densely populated area in the state of Wisconsin. And also is where the people of color live. And the people of color around the low socioeconomic neighborhoods are bearing the burden of the negative health impacts that the We Energies plant is creating.
So can you tell me a bit about how the coalition formed?
We formed last fall when the DNR was about to renew the We Energies plant permit, air permit. So we gathered together at a public hearing to ask DNR to ask We Energies to update their Cleaner Act standards. And they issue the old same permit with no upgrades. So then we switch our focus to ask EPA to revoke that permit and ask We Energies to upgrade their health standards. But now that We Energies have informed the community that they're switching to natural gas, we're watching and working closely with We Energies to make sure that a new permit meets the latest health standards.
When did that dialogue begin then?
The door opened around March when we started communicating back and forth. We're watching. We are going to review the plans. The communications is open right now. And we just want to make sure, as concerned citizens, that everything goes as smooth as possible.
Now, Cheryl Nen, you've told me that you haven't been as involved thus far, but the Milwaukee Riverkeeper, which you're a part of, is supportive. How do you see the impact to the community and to its environment?
You know, we are a member of the Cleaner Valley Coalition. Clearly, many people in the community have been concerned for a very long time about the Valley Power Plant. I mean, it is, in fact, the dirtiest plant in the We Energies fleet. It sits, you know, in the most densely populated portion of the state in an area where there's, you know, a large percentage of minorities. And, you know, We Energies had upgraded its Oak Creek plant, had upgraded its Port Washington plant, actually switched Port Washington over to natural gas several years ago. And Virginia mentioned that the air permit had been expired over a decade. And, in fact, the water permit has been expired since 1991. So it's been expired for over 20 years. Our big concern is that, we've really been trying to push the DNR in particular and the EPA to really consider the plant holistically, because there are very significant what we call thermal impacts from the Valley Power Plant on the water. What that means is that essentially that plant sucks up about 110,800 gallons of water per minute from the Menominee River. It takes that water in and uses it to cool its operations and then basically discharges it at a really superheated temperature back into the Menominee River and into some of the canals. It's not uncommon in the summer to get water temperatures that are well over 90 degrees, which is, you know, way beyond what most fish and aquatic life can live in. It's caused a huge impact to the lower portion of the Menominee River in particular. And, you know, when that water is being taken in from the river, it's also killing a lot of fish. And there's been recent consultants that have looked at this problem that have been paid by We Energies that have said there's probably about 1 million fish a year that are dying, essentially, from being impinged from this intake of water. So, you know, clearly we're really, you know, although we're very happy about the plant switching to natural gas, I think it's a really great first step. You know, it's a really old plant, and there's a lot of issues with it. And if We Energies is going to be investing a significant amount of money in improving what's coming out into the air, we also really need to, at the same time, look at how we can most efficiently deal with the impacts on the water.
So did you feel that that residents, that people in the neighborhood began to understand what these impacts were on them and their families?
Yes, one, for example, I can only speak on behalf of the Latino community, that there are our constituents. As I've spoken to women of reproductive age and members of the Latino communities, as they understand the impact of the coal plant, they're pumped up about cleaning up that plant for the health of their families and their children. So it's, you know, they want to participate. They're ready to picket in front of We Energies if needed.
I mean, the hearing, there was an air hearing in November at DNR on the air permit itself, and it was very impressive, the group that came out. I mean, there was well over 100 people, I think, at that hearing, all with diverse nationalities, different backgrounds. We had a lot of physicians and school teachers and come in and talk about the impacts of asthma and, you know, on the students and on, you know, local community members. So I think that was a huge success as well of the coalition, getting that many people out, just normal people to come out and, you know, spend an evening talking to the DNR about how this plant was affecting their health. And, you know, there also were petition drives and postcard campaigns, and I think those were also very successful.
You talked about residents or people in the neighborhood bearing the burden or the results of this kind of power production. Is there concern that with the shift from coal to natural gas, that there will be increased rates associated with that? Not only might those people have had to pay thus far with debilitating health results, but might they have to pay more each month for their electric bill?
Regardless of the switch, the We Energies have increased their energy rates already, and they have came up with huge profits last year. So we think their responsibility to upgrade the plant at their own cost, and the community should not pay for that change. They're already charging too much. They say they care about the community, so they need to show the community that they do care and they're ready to protect the health of the community and that they're willing to bear the cost.
So it sounds like the coalition intends to continue for the foreseeable future. Do you see it as having an even longer life and looking at other issues that the community faces in terms of its health and well-being?
Sure. You know, it's energizing when you have wins and that you have done something positive for the community. So when the community sees that there are people working for them and that they have made a difference, that's a huge thing. You know, we are tired of talking, of talk, and no action. So this will, I think, we believe, is going to energize the community and engage the community for more issues to tackle.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. She spoke with Cleaner Valley Coalition members Virginia Zerpa and Cheryl Nen. According to a We Energy spokesman, the utility is in the early stages of determining whether its Valley Power plant will be converted to natural gas burning from coal. Currently, We Energies is carrying out a feasibility study, after which it must submit an application to the state's Public Service Commission. Coming up next, our series on some of the Business Journal of Milwaukee's 40 Under 40 awardees concludes with a chat with artist Jennifer Espenscheid. Stay tuned. Lake Effect returns right after this on Milwaukee Public Radio.